How did Lyme disease escape from Plum Island? Beginning in 1968, a cluster of illnesses sprang up in the northeastern part of the United States, centering around Long Island, New York. Initially characterized by juvenile rheumatoid arthritis, symptoms were observed and ultimately classified as Lyme disease, named after the small town of Old Lyme, Connecticut, located on the New England coast, across from Long and Plum Island. It defied textbook descriptions of known illnesses and was characterized by strange symptoms such as muscle aches, joint pain, fatigue, fever, chills, impaired memory, and facial paralysis. In bad cases, it can lead to nervous system disorders, heart problems, and death. Lyme disease is the sixth most commonly reported infectious disease in the United States, and an estimated 300,000 to 437,000 new cases are diagnosed each year, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. Lyme disease is spread by an arthropod vector, a biting insect, that transmits the disease or parasites into the blood. In this case, epidemiology researchers concluded that Lyme was spread by deer ticks living in the region. And as it stands today, the most common disease spread by ticks is Lyme disease. In July of 2019, U.S. House of Representatives Chris Smith, a Republican from New Jersey, introduced Amendment 116-19, which was passed by the U.S. House of Congress on July 11th. This legislation was presented in order to investigate claims that the Pentagon researched tick-based bioweapons between 1950 and 1975 at Fort Detrick, Maryland and Plum Island, New York, to turn ticks and other insects into delivery systems for pathogenic biological agents. As it turns out, Plum Island has been owned by the U.S. War Department since 1897 and exclusively utilized for a biological research facility. The island is situated just northeast of Long Island, across a narrow stretch of water from Old Lyme, Connecticut, on the northeastern U.S. coast. Representative Smith wants to find out the truth about Lyme disease. Was this a natural, deliberate, or accidental disease outbreak? According to Z.F. Dimbeck, from his 2006 publication, Discernment Between Deliberate and Natural Infectious Disease Outbreaks, there are five clues in determining a deliberate epidemic. Clue number one, is this a highly unusual event with a large number of casualties? Clue number two, is there higher morbidity or mortality than is expected? Clue number three, is it an uncommon disease? Clue number four, is there a point source outbreak? And clue number five, are there multiple epidemics? Based on his evaluation, these clues all point to Lyme disease being an unnatural disease outbreak. In 1952, Plum Island was managed by the U.S. Army Chemical Corps as a component of its biological warfare program, and 2 years later, in 1954, it was upgraded to a BioLevel 4 facility. Because of its isolation from the mainland and stringent containment facilities, it was viewed as ideally suited for such experimental research work. In 1953, just 1 year prior, the Biological Warfare Laboratories at Fort Detrick, Maryland, established a program to study the use of arthropods for spreading biological weapons agents. According to the U.S. Army Chemical Corps' own archive, a summary of their work made in 1959 reveals that they believed the advantages of insects and spiders as bioweapons carriers are that, quote, they inject the agents directly into the body so that a mask is no protection to a soldier, and they, meaning the arthropods, will remain alive for some time, keeping an area constantly dangerous. At the time, bioagents in development were sarin nerve gas, anthrax, the plague, and many other bacteria. The secrecy for these projects was modeled after the strict guidelines for the Manhattan Project, where the scientists had to sign confidentiality agreements, and they had not been informed as to the ultimate purpose behind their biological experiments with arthropods and disease agents. In other words, they had no idea they were developing weapons of war. The perfect incapacitating agent made a large percentage of the population moderately ill for months. The illness it caused would have to be hard to diagnose and treat, and the target population shouldn't be aware they've even been dosed with a bioweapon. The scientists and researchers at Fort Detrick and Plum Island would have to import from around the world and/or invent new, unknown microbes to then expose ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, and other insects to the biological agents so they could properly transmit the disease through their bites. Fort Detrick's Director of Biological Research, Dr. J.R. Goodloe, stated for the record on February 16, 1962, quote, "Research on new agents tended to concentrate on viral and rickettsial diseases, with major effort directed at increased first-hand knowledge of these so-called arthropod-borne viruses. Rickettsia is an intercellular parasitic bacterium that can live inside insects and be transmitted into the blood of any warm-blooded animal they choose to bite into and feed upon. The wide range and variety of these bacteria naturally makes it hard to diagnose and cure. And that's exactly what the US military wanted from their biological warfare experiments. A disease that is impossible to identify and is spread by insects, giving them plausible deniability in case of an outbreak." However, did this research end up becoming a literal Pandora's box of bacteria-carrying bugs? As a matter of fact, the researcher who discovered the cause of Lyme disease admitted it. In June of 1982, Wilhelm Burgdorfer, a Swiss-born and educated American scientist, was credited with discovering the on-the-record cause of Lyme disease, a spiraling corkscrew-shaped bacteria, smaller than the Rickettsia bacteria, called a spirochete. The spiraling bacteria was then named after him the year following his discovery, Borrelia burgdorferi. In Switzerland, Burgdorfer's academic advisor, Rudolf Geige, helped place Wilhelm in an institution that supported the U.S. bioweapons program, the Rocky Mountain Laboratory in Hamilton, Montana. In 1951, the Rocky Mountain Lab housed the most extensive tick collection in North America, and the lab was primarily funded because of the U.S. government's need for the mass production of ticks and rickettsia in order to produce vaccines that could cure bacterial infections. However, by the mid-50s, the lab's research shifted to the U.S. Biological Weapons Program, and Wilhelm Burgdorfer became one of 13,538 civilian employees enlisted for this purpose. In 1955, Burgdorfer took on a large number of projects from the Biological Weapons Program, helping to grow strains of pathogenic bacteria inside ticks, testing their effectiveness on live animal subjects that were monitored and force-fed to the blood-sucking insects. When he found a compatible pair of ticks and biological agents, Fort Detrick would add that agent-tick combination to its list of potential biological weapons for offensive warfare. Just before his death in 2014, Burgdorfer was videotaped, saying that he believes that the outbreak of tick-borne diseases that started around Lyme, Connecticut, had been caused by a bioweapons release. When asked by documentary filmmaker Tim Gray if he questioned the biological warfare work he was involved in, Wilhelm replied, quote, "Has Borrelia burgdorferi have the potential for biological warfare? Looking at the data, it already has. We evaluated it. You never deal with that. You can sleep better." When asked if he feels responsible for an epidemic that breaks out with all the tenets of things he put together in the laboratory, he responded, quote, "Yeah, it sounds like throughout the 38 years, I may have. And finally, when asked if the spiraling bacteria he found inside the ticks, tested from the area surrounding Plum Island, thought to be the sole cause of Lyme disease, was the same or similar to pathogens he had published in his own scientific research papers back in 1952, Wilhelm Burgdorfer stared into the camera for 43 seconds silently before responding with a resounding, "Yeah," confirming he was a part of an elaborate cover-up. So why didn't Wilhelm include this astonishing coincidence in his scientific article on Lyme disease? What was Burgdorfer really up to? Before finally discovering the on-the-record cause of Lyme disease, the spirochetal bacteria, Burgdorfer's involvement in the Lyme disease outbreaks began in the summer of 1975, but his investigation was interrupted by a National Institute of Health-funded trip to Switzerland to collect ticks. After his return, he began analyzing the ticks from Long Island, just south of Plum Island. Wilhelm Burgdorfer said that in 1979, while examining ticks near Plum Island, all but two of the 100 ticks tested had an unidentified Rickettsia species of bacterium inside, a bacteria distinctly different from the spiraling corkscrew-shaped spirochete. When Wilhelm dissected 124 more deer ticks, 98% of them had the new rickettsias in them, and only 60% carried the new spirochetes, the supposed conclusive cause of Lyme disease. In his own handwritten lab notes from 78, just a year before, almost all of the Lyme patients' blood from the area surrounding Plum Island tested positive for the new rickettsia, similar to a known European strain, which he suspiciously nicknamed the Swiss Agent. Although this was 2 years before he published his final report, a report that concluded a spirochetal bacterium was the sole cause of Lyme disease, the Swiss Agent Rickettsia was never mentioned as a possible cause of the illness. He even stated that these unidentified Rickettsia viruses are almost impossible to test for, admitting that an enemy population would not be able to figure out what was wrong with them if they happened to be infected by it in some sort of tick-based bioweapon assault. So in 1979, Wilhelm seemed convinced that a new rickettsia could be the causative agent of Lyme disease. And even in a report to his co-workers, he stated that he believed the blood samples from Lyme patients contained the Swiss agent rickettsia. However, after this message was sent, Burgdorfer claims he was called on the telephone, visited by the FBI, and this mysterious Swiss agent bacteria was never mentioned again in any of his research papers. Did government officials know that something else, in addition to the Borrelia spirochetal bacteria, was causing the problems and symptoms associated with Lyme disease? Was controlling Wilhelm Burgdorfer's supposedly objective scientific research a way to keep the lid on it? Could this Lyme disease outbreak be caused by a creature that escaped from Plum Island? A tick with a cocktail of bacterium living inside of it? As reported by Charles Piller of the Boston Globe in an article titled "The Swiss Agent, Long Forgotten Research Unearths New Mystery About Lyme Disease," he said, quote, "Patients and doctors might be mistaking under-the-radar Swiss agent infections for Lyme, or the bacteria could be co-infecting some Lyme patients, exacerbating symptoms and complicating their treatment." By their own words, this conglomerate of bacterial agents within insect delivery systems would be the exact goal of their offensive biological weapons program. As Joshua Lederberg, PhD of the Washington Post, wrote in an article from September 24, 1966, quote, "The large-scale deployment of infectious agents is a potential threat against the whole species. The future of the species is very much bound up with the control of these weapons. Their use must be regulated by the most thoughtful reconsideration of U.S. and world policy." It's time for the U.S. government to come clean about the dirty work they've conducted inside top-secret research facilities and tell the American public about the creature that escaped from Plum Island. This is Brian Wilson with InfoWars.com.
Cover the waterfront of the attack on our hormones with the estrogen mimickers against men and women, to talk about some of the big medical developments in the studies that are now on record of nutraceuticals that the elite are taking that they've made sure are so expensive it's hard for the general public to get them, that are growing the telomeres in the DNA, that are spurring mitochondrial growth and keeping cells alive, that are causing nerve regeneration. This is stuff you're allowed to say because it's patented and been certified, because it's now supplements going into the whole nutraceutical realm. This will not be an infomercial for the next hour,
okay,
except for about 5 minutes of it. DNA force.